This happened in the last 24 hours. This is the Waroona Dam overflowing, and that video comes to us courtesy of Bernie Worthington. He's the owner of Drake's Brooks Wines, and he knows a fair bit about that part of the world. Joins us now. G'day, Bernie.
Afternoon, Simon.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Lake Navarino. When was the last time it overflowed the banks or the dam wall, Bernie?
Well, we're not 100% sure, but the best information from some of the locals is 1991 is believed to be the last time it overflowed. There was a few splashes went over in 2005, but we attribute that to the easterly breeze and the wash from some speedboats. But it's it started overflowing on Sunday and with a bit of a trickle, but as of this morning, it's going over in a fair old torrent now.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it? Great. Great little spot, so hopefully people can get down there. What's its usage like at the moment? And are you getting a few numbers through the door at Drake's Brook, Bernie?
Oh, we're getting a few. It's interesting. I've been posting, and I guess that's where you saw it, each day sort of taking a photo and posting posting what's happening. But the timing is really good because Wreckfish West and the Shire of Waroona have got a big day coming up this weekend with the release of the trout hatchlings into the Waroona Weir.
Yeah, right.
And yesterday afternoon, I just went for a drive down to the dam at about, I suppose, 4 or 5 o'clock, and there would have been 10 or 15 cars, including a bunch of kids having a look at it, because it's just a dam overflowing, but it's something that we don't see very often in the last 20 or 30 years.
Yeah, we worry about our rainfall, don't we, Bernie, in the metro area and through the southwest, so I'm hoping that this is a good story, and maybe some of the other dams will be the same. It's been around since the 1960s Waroona, hasn't it? I know when I was a kid we used to go there a fair bit to water ski, but it is one of those dams where you can get on the water and recreate.
Yeah, well, it's one of only a couple of dams that are reserved for recreational use, and the water, of course, goes down to the Drake's Brook Weir and then is diverted out into the Waroona Coolop irrigation area, so it gets a multi-use. But I guess we all remember, back in the 70s or 80s, when Mundaring Weir overflowed, we'd all pile into the car and go up there with Mum and Dad and have a look and have a picnic, and hopefully a lot of people will do that over the next few weeks.
Yeah. I mean, we get our rainfall from desal and from groundwater and all sorts of places now, so hopefully this reasonable winter we've been having means good news for farmers and for others. Bernie, why should people come down to your part of the world and grab a glass of wine from Drake's Brook or have a look around? You've got a little bit of the Bibbulmun Track and the Mundabiddy Track and some of that. It's good for bushwalking as well as the water sports.
Exactly. And, down in Waroona, there's a couple of nice coffee shops and a couple of nice restaurants. And, people come down to Mandurah for the day and they branch out from there and go into the regions and call into Pinjarra on the way. Come up to the dam and have a look around. You can call into the winery and grab a bottle of multi-award-winning wines. it's only an hour and 20 minutes from Perth, and this is an event that, who knows, we may not see it for another 25 years, so take advantage of it. And bring the kids down and show them what's happening.
And the hatchling's going this weekend?
Yes, the Wreckfish West trout release is happening on the weekend, so that's quite a big thing, and that's on the Shire of Waroona website, all the information about that.
Yeah, it's a very good website, that one. Bernie, good to talk to you, mate. All the best. Thanks for having a chat.
Thank you, Simon.